Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hey, Rachel. How are you? I was charged a charge on my account, and it shouldn't be there. I didn't sign up for no generator. I ended up doing one of those survey things a week back or so, and then ended up with a charge on my account and called and told the guy to take it off there because, I didn't sign up for, everything that it threw on my account, and he told me that everything was taken off and there'll be no further actions, and now today I get a charge for 5467 or 6457, something like that.
Okay, if you please provide me with your zip code.
34652.
Okay, 34652. All right, thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Terrence Kincaid.
Okay, thank you so much. In one moment, please, while I access your information. Okay, it'll be just a moment while that information continues to come up here. All right, sir, for security purposes, if you'd please verify your address.
3920 Winston Drive, New Paritia, Florida.
Okay, thank you. Pardon me. Thank you so much, and please verify your email.
Terry Kincaid at Outlook.com.
Okay, thank you, and please verify your phone number.
727-359-7074.
Okay, thank you so much. I have gotten an account located that shows your name, address, email, and phone number, excuse me. Shows a canceled account for the sweepstake offer for the generator. And how was it that I can assist?
Yeah, I got charged and I shouldn't have been charged.
Okay, you have a question about the $67.32.
Yeah, I was when I called in about that this was a whole ordeal because I did some survey on a Makita drill and it was order a Makita drill for $5, and then I got charged like $87 for some meal thing, and I'm like, what the is that? And yeah, and then the guy's like, oh, well, it was because of girls quit it. It was because of, you had signed up for the meal ticket thing, and I'm like, no. So he's like, all right, well, I'll cancel everything, and I'll cancel all of it. I'm like, I didn't sign up for any of that shit, so. And he's like, okay, so I'll cancel any further transactions, and I'll cancel any further transactions. So everything should have been canceled, all of it.
Okay, sir, do you have a cancel confirmation number? This account doesn't have an $80-something charge.
No, I don't have a cancel confirmation charge. I sent an email over and everything saying to cancel it.
Okay, now, these accounts, you're not able to cancel them via email. You have to call the call center. The reason I'm asking is because it doesn't show notation where there's been a previous call regarding this account. The agent that you were just speaking with made sure that it was canceled, but it doesn't show that there's been a call in regarding this account before. It is canceled now, but the $67.32 is called a shopping store membership. It does come with the Well, it comes automatically with the sweepstake offer.
Like I said, the only the sweepstakes I signed up for was this for Makita Drill, and that's what he had said to me.
No, so, we don't place orders over the phone. This was done on a website.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. When I clicked on the thing for the Makita Drill to order it, because it said order the Makita Drill set for $5. It was like $5 and change or something. It was because, you know, a Lowe's survey, because I shop at Lowe's all the time. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool, you know. So I clicked on the door, and then it popped up some other screen, and then it said continue. So when I hit continue, and then I got charged my account, so that's when I called the guy, and I'm like, look, why am I being charged all this? And he's like, oh, because, of a subscription and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no. I didn't sign up for any of that. All I was trying to do was just, I thought it was something that Lowe's was doing. So, and he's like, all right, well, I'll cancel it and, refund your money. And then I'll make sure there's no further transactions or no further anything.
Yes, sir. Perhaps that's another account. The 6732 it shows was just billed yesterday. There are no high end charges that are in this account. It hasn't been canceled before today. But this is for a generator. This was not for a drill. I can offer 50% refund for the 6732. It does show that $5.74 was paid on November 18th, but this is for a generator. I can refund 50% of the 6732 that you were billed on yesterday.
Okay, but I don't recall doing anything on a generator.
Yeah, this one shows a generator. And let's see.
I don't recall anything on a generator.
Like it started with a survey that was done as far as what it shows for IP address. But that was on November the 18th.
Yeah, that was the same day that I called him, and he took everything off. It's on the 18th.
Okay, what did he take off, sir, on the 18th?
It was the $86 and then a $6 fee and then another $5 fee. It was like, come up to like 77. Hold on. It was like, one was like $6.80. One was like $5.40. And then one was for, I think it was like $84 and change. And yeah, it was the same day.
Okay, well, this account doesn't have any of those charges.
And there's no way you can refund me the whole $67.
Okay, allow me just a moment. Okay, so what it did, sir, it allowed me to just void that out for you. You'll see the pending charge drop from your account for the $67.32.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, and that confirmation number is the letter R.
662-662-801. All right, awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you are welcome, sir. Is there anything else?
That's it, my dear. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Enjoy your holidays.
Customer support, you do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you.